and welcome to Seeking the Gospel Truth. I'm Giselle Aguiar, and as you look at what's going on in the world, you can't help but realize that we are living in the last days. We need to put our trust in something that is eternal, not of this world. That is Jesus Christ, our confident hope. How do we do that? By getting to know Him, by studying His Word. I pray that as you hear this message, it will encourage you to study the Bible daily for yourself. Seek the truth. I pray that God opens your heart, eyes, and mind to understand what His Spirit is trying to tell you. And as you become rooted in the Word, you'll also be rooted in hope, joy, and peace. Let's dig in. How the torture Jesus suffered through was described 700 years before. We just finished the Gospel of Matthew. We just celebrated Good Friday and Easter, the resurrection. We walked with Jesus through ministry to the cross and then to victory over sin and death. However, did you know that the very scene depicted in the Gospels by eyewitnesses Matthew and John, as well as historian and investigative reporter Luke, was described perfectly by the prophet Isaiah over 700 years before? Yes. Christianity actually begins in the Old Testament. Though the title Christians wasn't used until Acts 11, Christianity truly begins with the Jews. Let's dig in. We're in Isaiah chapter 53. And the prophet Isaiah writes, "Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence, like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care." Some points to ponder. It's interesting that Jesus is described as average or ordinary. When you look at how Jesus is depicted in paintings, sculptures, and movies, he's always shown as handsome. In more recent movies, however, the actors portraying Jesus are more Middle Eastern looking, like in the Lumo Project. And I have a picture of Jesus in the scene where Pilate is mocking him over in my blog, and the link is in the show notes. Ever since Jesus was born, there were people wanting to kill him, starting with King Herod the Great down to the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders. Once Jesus was arrested, his disciples turned on him. They fled and hid. The only disciple that was at the cross was John. Continuing, we're in verse 4. "Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to slaughter. And as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong, and he had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave." Here's some more points to ponder. Jesus carried all our sins on him. He never said a word. Beaten, tortured harshly. Even Pilate said that he was innocent, that he had done nothing wrong. Barabbas, who was let go instead of Jesus, was a rebel. The people preferred someone who would lead them in rebellion against the Romans. That's something Jesus was not going to do. And Joseph of Arimathea loaned Jesus his tomb. Going on, verse 10. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. Because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier, because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. And that was Isaiah chapter 53. There's some more points to ponder. The Jews had to offer sacrifices to atone for their sins over and over again. It was a ritual, kind of like what the Catholic Church makes its parishioners do. Jesus came as part of God's plan to stand in as our sacrificial lamb and atone for our sins once and for all. Jesus never married and never had children. Nevertheless, each person who accepts him as their personal savior becomes his heir, his descendant. Jesus bore all our sins, so we believe. As believers, we can now be counted righteous or right with God. He will live forever, as will we, when we believe. Eternal life in the new heaven and the new earth will be wonderful. No matter how bad your sin is, Jesus covered it. Even Barabbas was covered. All he had to do was believe. And that's all you have to do. Do you believe? If you're not sure if you're saved or not, if you truly want to be born again and have the assurance of salvation, receive the Holy Spirit and get a one-way, nonstop ticket to heaven, and that you won't be left behind at the rapture, what you have to do is invite Jesus into your heart. If you don't know what to say, if you don't know what to do, there's a prayer in the show notes, or you can click on over to my blog and click where it says how to invite Jesus into your heart. And also at the bottom of my blog, I put in one of my favorite recent worship songs, God So Loved the World, because it tells the truth. Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray that the Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture, touched your heart to reveal the gospel truth that our hope of salvation is through Jesus Christ alone. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out to me via my website or social media. I encourage you to read the Bible daily and seek the truth for yourself. I recommend that you download 2 free Bible study apps, the YouVersion Bible app and Through the Word. Friends, we are living in strange, crazy times, the last days, the end times. But know that things aren't falling apart, they are falling into place. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20-22, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches." Jesus is knocking. It's up to you to open the door. Peter told us in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed or perish, but wants everyone to repent. Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready? Repent of your sins and invite Jesus into your heart right now. If you don't know what to say, there's a prayer in the show notes and on my blog. Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come." Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory.